Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. It is Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. I'm your host, and we are breaking down a very choppy, very interesting post-holiday session.
Great to be here. Choppy is the right word. We saw the major averages, S&P, NASDAQ, Dow, all squeeze out a 0.1% gain. But that headline number is hiding a lot of violence under the surface.
It really is. You look at the open, and it looked ugly. Tech was heavy, mega caps were slipping. But they bought the dip again?
They absolutely did. It was a classic V-shaped recovery in technology. The sector was down a full percent in the morning and finished up 0.5%. That is institutional accumulation. You had Apple leading the charge, up over 3% ahead of that March 4th product launch event. Nvidia and Broadcom also helped erase a 2.5% drop in the semis.
Apple at 263 is a beast right now. But while tech recovered, we saw some serious rotation out of defensive names. What happened in consumer staples? That sector got crushed.
Yeah, down 1.5%. This was a headline-driven move. You had comments from HHS Secretary Kennedy on 60 Minutes, targeting ultra-processed foods. The market shot first and asked questions later. General Mills down 7%, Campbell's Soup down nearly 6%. Even Walmart took a hit, down almost 4%, though they have earnings on deck too.
That is a massive reaction to a headline. Ouch. Let's talk about the follow the money plays. We saw some big activist footprints today.
Huge footprints. If you are trading news, this was your playbook today. Norwegian Cruise Line, ticker NCLH, ripped 12% because Elliott Management disclosed a 10% stake. Then you have Fiserv, ticker FISV, up nearly 7% on reports that Jaina Partners is building a position. When these activists step in, the volume follows.
And speaking of volume, we have to talk about eToro. That stock exploded.
Up 20%. And the story there is the pivot. Everyone expected them to get hit by the crypto slump, but they showed massive growth in equities and commodities trading. Plus, a $100 million buyback never hurts. It's a classic relief rally on a better-than-feared print.
Got it. So diversified trading saved them. Let's shift to the macro picture. Oil took a leg down today. Is that geopolitical?
It is. Crude settled down around $62. We're seeing some optimism on the U.S.-Iran negotiations, which took some risk premium out of the energy sector. That dragged energy stocks down 1.4%. On the flip side, that lower oil is helping the airlines. Southwest got an upgrade, and the whole group flew higher.
Okay, let's get tactical for tomorrow's session. We are staring at the charts. What are the levels that matter right now?
For the S&P 500, represented by the SPY, we are stuck in a tight consolidation. We are watching support right at 682. If we lose that, we could see selling accelerate. On the upside, the resistance is 685. We need a clean break above that to unleash the bulls.
And for the Qs?
The QQQ is battling around the 600 level. That is a huge psychological line in the sand. Resistance is up at 604. The volume spike we saw at 3:30 p.m. today suggests big players are positioning, so watch the opening range closely tomorrow. If we hold 600, the tech recovery likely continues.
So 600 is the line to hold. What about specific setups? What is on your radar for the morning bell?
I am looking at continuation in Apple. That breakout looks real, and the volume supports it. On the short side, I'm watching software. The IGV ETF was down over 2% today. Even when big tech bounced, software stayed heavy. If that weakness persists, names like Salesforce or Adobe could offer short-side opportunities.
And we have some earnings to navigate tomorrow morning, right?
We do. Keep an eye on Analog Devices, ticker ADI. That will give us a read on the industrial chip market. And looking ahead to Thursday, we have the big one, Walmart. Given the weakness we saw in it today, that print is going to be high drama.
High drama indeed. All right, quick recap for the traders listening.
Market is resilient but choppy. Tech is leading. Staples and software are lagging. Watch SPY 682 support. And keep an eye on those activist names, NCLH and FISV, for day two continuation plays.
Love it. Stay nimble out there, everyone. Thanks for tuning into Next Day Prep. We will catch you at the next close.